Now we're going to keep following this path as we walk round the other side of these lakes or lagoons. Watch out for those snakes that Sharon was talking about. And with a bit of luck, you'll spot the path that leads down to a viewing station on the water. Come on. When I did this walk with Sharon and Linda and Margaret, there were times when the three of them became totally caught up in their memories. And when that happened, I didn't really want to intrude to shove my microphone into their faces, so I just listened. They looked back at Annesley Church, the one on the hill behind you, and spoke about weddings and christenings and funerals they had been to there, more of the latter than the former these days. How those houses you can see back there, high up in the distance, are on Mutton Hill. And on the side of one of them, there is a plaque that states that it's the highest point in Nottinghamshire, although the residents of Strawberry Bank in Huthwaite will take issue with that. They spoke about the time when the pylons that you can see ahead to your left came down, how Linda had told her daughter off, thinking she was playing with the lights, before noticing the heavy, falling flakes of snow outside the window, and then how a beautiful blue light had appeared in the sky as these pylons buckled under the weight of the snow and crashed, arcing to the ground. Of how, plunged into darkness, everyone went to the pub, which was lit by candles, and as the pumps weren't working, the beer was brought up in enamel jugs. They talked about a man who lived in the woods, not here, but in the plantation, near the old school building where Sharon lives. How he went AWOL during his national service in Palestine before coming back to the village and living as a hermit, building a shack near to a stream with a local gamekeeper bringing him rabbits to eat. How the IRA had once hid a cache of weapons round here. How Sally Cleaver used to do everyone's wallpapering. How everyone in church would listen to Jack when he sang the old rugged cross, even though he was just in the congregation like everyone else and not part of the choir. How terrible it was here during the strike. How years ago there used to be a chant that went, "Annesley bulldogs, fast in their den, can't get out for Newstead men." How school children had planted thousands of poppy seeds on the bank by the railway line, so that when the poppies bloomed, they would trace the shape of a headstocks in commemoration of the pit. But how they had never appeared, the shape had never been formed, as the seeds just died in the ground. Anyway, do keep an eye out for this viewing station, and if you do spot it, make sure you go down and have a look. Once you've done that, and you're back on this path, then go to the next track, where we'll hear from someone else. Someone who has only recently arrived in the village. And don't worry if you can't find the viewing station. It's quite easy to miss. Just go to the next track once you've turned the corner and are heading down the other side of the lake.